Hello. Good morning. I grew up in Port Wayne, California, with my mother, my father, and my three sisters. I remember going to a Presbyterian church until I was 11 and playing the handbells during Christmas and Easter time. However, I don't remember my parents ever being religious or talking about God at home. When my parents stopped going to church, I started riding a bus to a Baptist church. When I was 13, my father died, and 3 days later, my grandfather died. During this time, things were really bad at home. I wasn't handling my father's death at all. I watched a movie about going to hell, and it really scared me. Nobody told me how to be saved and have a relationship with God. I thought that being baptized was part of not going to hell. Now I know that you have to sincerely ask Jesus into your heart and be born again. John 3:3 says, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. By the time I was 16, I started searching for love in all the wrong places. Sex, drugs, parties, booze, and running away. I was a heartache to my whole family. My mom tried to get me help, but the help she tried to get me was not what I wanted. My mom tried to get... By the time I reached my 20s, I was already married and had 2 babies. It was not a very healthy marriage, and it soon ended. 10 years later, I married Mike, but ours was not a very healthy relationship either. I loved him, so I stayed with him. We did our best to raise 3 children. One was lost to cancer. One was lost through the prison system. And the other one went away. Thank you. My heart was broken. My spirit was plagued with sorrow. I believe there was a God, just not for me. The junk from my past was seated deep inside me. And like lightning, I was struck down with MS, seizures, and trigeminal neuralgia. The pain was so intense that I could not bear it. I kept having my medications upped, but the pain continued to break through. Alyssa, she would put band-aids on my boo-boos. I begged to die. I put and being put out of my misery. I believed Jesus healed people, and I wanted to believe that Jesus would heal me. But it wasn't happening because I was not willing to give up my sins. Then in October, I went to Black Lake Bible Camp. I was in so much pain, both physically and emotionally. But I did my best to hide it because I did not want people feeling sorry for me. Then right before communion, I asked Jesus into my heart and to save me and to heal me. And to take away my sins. Minutes later, I went forward and asked the speaker to pray for my healing. And she held me tight in her arms. I felt the love of Jesus and his healing power flowing into me. Tears began to stream down my cheeks and my pain and suffering subsided. For the rest of that day, I felt like I was floating in the air. All my pain was gone, and I have been pain-free ever since. I stand before you and declare that I am now pain-free, free from trigeminal neuralgia, free from MS, and I haven't had any more seizures. I have been born again, and my life has never been the same. I started reading my Bible daily. I mean, I just could not even stop. I couldn't stop thinking about Jesus. I couldn't stop thinking about his life and why he died for me. And I just love my daughter so much, and I just want her to be a part of it. my name now is in the Book of Life. He is my Father, and I will be with Him in heaven. The Holy Spirit fills the areas that were once filled and empty with pain. I was crushed and broken, but now I'm whole and healed. I know that God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for me. He took away my sins and gave me a new life. My blessings are so many, so, so many. I can't even describe them all. Since then, my husband has also become born again, and our marriage has been greatly healed. Both my husband and I have made a covenant to make Jesus the Lord of our marriage and to serve Him together for the rest of our lives. We pray and read our Bibles together daily. We also just bought our first home. It's beautiful. It's perfect. God has answered so many of my prayers. He saved my soul, healed my body, saved my husband, and gave us a beautiful home all in just 6 months. However, my greatest desire is to serve the Lord with all my heart and with all my soul, and to extend His grace and mercy to those around me. I thank God every day for His miracles in my life and my family, and I give Him my life and my everything. Thank you for listening.